Hey, in Pesachim, by the Rosh Hashiva, continued. Test Ira Hitov Shim Mem Vav, May 18th, 1986, on Sunday, continued.
Behun, Behun, Kimlamis, which is 170 centimeters, and then he filled it up with water. And it turned out that there is a discrepancy between the two shiur, the shiur on the sides of the mikveh and the shiur on the bayit. And the shiur on the bayit is at all. So, the mikveh, the shiur is memso. Is memso. So memso, and each so is 24 lugim. And every lug is ishabeitzim. So it turned out that there was a big variance, discrepancy, between the shio in the sides and the shio in the bayou. Because whereas the 170 centimeters in the rain of the mikveh, so it filled up the water that filled up was in other words just half. So then approximately one half. So in order to establish an equilibrium between the shear on the sides and the shear in the volume, so we had to come to the conclusion that the Beitzim one is kapun from what they wore Bisman Chazal. So in other words, that a Beitzo today is half of the size of what a Beitzo was Bisman Chazal. So that's the reason as to why the Yehuda mentioned that Chumrah, that we have to double all the shul. In other words, in order to have a revis, so that's Beitz of the Chotzi, so we should have a volume of three Beitzim, because three Beitzim of today would be equal to the volume of a Beitz and a half is Man Hanma. So the whole thing of Rabbi Yehuda was based upon the assumption, upon the premise, that when the Gemara says that Kina Sodo is Gimu Ameis, it means the whole Kina Sodo, from the foot to the head. But according to Tesis and Moses Hashemi, that it has reference to the Kina Sodo from the foot to the shoulders, so then there wouldn't be such a discrepancy. Anyway, you see, the Chasam Sefer agrees in the Yehuda's Chumrah. It's a big Chumrah. And from the Biragoi's Mashma that he agreed with the Yehuda's Chumrah. The Chasmish, Shurim, are based upon the Yehuda's Chumrah. The Chai Yoes Shurim are not based upon the Yehuda Shita. And the Yehuda Shita, the Chumrah, is only based upon the premise that when the Gemara says that Kimas Odom is so it means the whole Kimas Odom, like the Rashbam, Vavasra, Dakut. But according to Jesus, the Shabbat of the Blades and Moses the Shem, it only has reference to the Kina Sodom from the foot to the shoulder. So Mele, then we don't have to say that the Beit Simon is cut to almost the half of what they want. Then, in fact, so there is no real variance between the shul, between the shul. Alright, this is the reason as to why the name of Yehuda. This is the reason as to why the name of Yehuda is Machmir on the shul. Chidush mentions the remarkable Chidush. I don't know. It's a remarkable Chidush. He says, discussing the question, let's assume like an idiot. And then he assumed like an idiot that the Beit Siman is captain. So he says, if since the Shurim HaLochim Mishim Siman, so if the Halochim declares a certain shield in terms of the size of the data, so then that's a chiddush. So melee, we shouldn't say, here is the question, we shouldn't say that in as much as the data is discarded, so melee we have to double the shield. That's all the Halochim Mishim Siman declare, that we have to measure it in terms of the data. So if the data is miscapital, some melee, that's the shield. That's the shield. So Hasnish says in Hanan, if the shield had been mentioned only in terms of data, of values, so then even if it's miscapital, we should say, so that's the size of the data. We don't have to double it. Just have to deduct it as large as the base of his mama control. It has to be as large as the size of the base of his today in this month. But the business to why here we do have to talk to the shulim, because the halacha mission in Sinai, he formulated the shulim in terms of size of space and in terms of value of the water that fills up that piece of space. So even though the Beit Simon is capital, but the Halacha Mishnah Sinai formulates it in terms of the size of the space, and the size of the space of its boys was not this time. Unless we are going to say that the size of its boys was also in this capital. But Eichadeisim should say that, you know. Until proven that it is miskatnu, we don't have to say that it was miskatnu. And that's a remarkable finish by Hasidus. The other remarkable thing is archaeologists, since the establishment of the Minnesota soil, have dug up many things, many caves in the soil. And they dug up from the times of Aishem certain cases that were used for Kiddush. And these cases too come from the Nishon of Haimah. See, it's all right to be machmir, like the Chazmi Shuri, the Yehudi Shuri, but not Chazmi Shuri in the Kuri. Sometimes the Chazmi Shia, the Yehudi Shia in the Kuri, that's in a respect to Chidu Shia in the Sakon, who has to eat post-sauce to the Shia. If you consider it from the point of view of the Chazmi Shia in the Yehudi, so then you are a maker, you see. Tisfes is in Shabbos of Tzadik Veis. And Rashbam is in Gorgas of Rav Kufi. Alright, we'll Yitzchil Tzulei Me'abo, Heichneh,
but today, not only today, it means
Mana Vishayi. Mana Vishayi. So all the Vishayi say that today no one, no Jews, there is no Jewish community where their Maktipan is. And the Lui Kopit Lui Kandinan, some melee. So the Zuke is not tolerated. That's why neither Rambam, neither Turin, neither Shulchan Aruch, neither Chayodot. No one mentions Zugis. Today, Zugis, yes.
If that's the case, then no Shulchan Aruch, why did Mara ask Hashem Baruch and the Sachin and the Tosin?
One second, don't explain. So there is no Zugis. Now the question is, just to understand it, and why is it such a thing? I mean, how can you understand it? If people are afraid of Makti, then it's a Sakon. And if they're not Makti, it's no Sakon. How can you understand it? Now, it's not, we can't understand it, but there is such a thing. I mean, everybody heard it. Of the Tlasiva. Tlasiva. See, so in other words, there are certain things that have a Tlasiva effect. What does a Tlasiva effect mean? Tlasiva effect means that if a person, let's say, believes that a certain tablet that is given to him means 5 minutes, but it turns out 25 minutes or something else. It was a camel. So it might help in any way. In other words, if he believes in it, so it helps. How does it help? So scientists today don't know how is there such a thing as a placebo effect. But there is such a thing. Alright, it has to be explained on psychosomatic grounds. But there is such a thing as a placebo effect. As a matter of fact, the one who mentioned the significance of the placebo effect is not modern scientist, but the one who first conceived of the placebo effect is the Rambam. The Rambam says, there is a more cold over shade, we should be fully in the issue darken. What's darken? Darkening means superstitions. So, like Nihush, in other words, let's say there's a lot of Lysinach. What is Lysinach? Lysinach means, let's say a person goes out, leaves the house early in the morning, and to go to work, and then as he waits for the bus, so all of a sudden a black cat meets him. Then he says, oh, black cat meets me now. Both words. That's a very unfavorable omen. I'm going back home. I'm not going back. So if he does that, he's in the Lagerhaus. The Lagerhaus. The Lagerhaus. I mean, it's not a fact. Don't think that these superstitions overtake only unintelligent, uneducated people. Years ago in New York, when I was in hospital, I had an open operation. So I had, after the operation, a certain roommate came into my room, a Jewish fellow, a brilliant student, a graduate student in Columbia, brilliant student. And the number of my room was in Beth Israel Hospital was 513. So they brought in this brilliant student. Nothing. He was very happy. He talked to me. He was very friendly. He didn't know what number of the room is. Then the nurse came in, you know, to take certain routine things and so on. So he says, well, you are in room 513. He heard that. He wants to stay there. 513. He wants to stay there. And they said they had no other room. Well, anyway, I argued with him. He didn't tell. So these superstitions against 13, 530. I didn't know if people are afraid of 530. I thought until that time only 13, but 513 I didn't know. People were afraid then. It was a brilliant thing. The Jewish fell. And the lightning, but he was afraid of wound, the present of the soul. So that is was an action. That is was an action. And if somebody let's say he goes to a hotel and then finds out it's room 513 in the hotel, and he moves out, he can go out there. It's simple as that. And you'll find today people, even Jews, I mean, so they'll find it. And they keep on it. When they say something, they say, not good, just all of a sudden. I don't know why, I mean, just all of a sudden, not good, I don't know. That's also Nichush. That's also Nichush. So the Rambam says, hold over to me, the Rambam was a rationalist, you know, the Rambam didn't believe in all these things. So the Rambam raises the question, so how could there be, before, I mean, if it's grounded in superstition, how could there be Mishnah before? So the Rambam says, since he believes in it, sometimes he believes in it very strongly, so merely it has curative effect. So, since it has curative effect, so it doesn't make any difference whether it has curative effect, therapeutic effect, on the basis of physical grounds or because of psychosomatic reasons. As long as it helps him, it has therapeutic effect. So merely it's not us. So it's not us. That's what the Rambam says. No, that's classified. That's what the Rambam says. Since he believes in it, so merely it has curative effect. Just curative. Now, let's see what the Miri says about this. The Hamam came is the Arnu Shebeisam Azman Hoyo Gohom Hanim Shochim Achrei Dvorim Hamim של חושים ונחושים ופעולי סמיני וכל שלא היה במשחח הבנזור הדידר כעמיד לא יחושו בהם חכם לעקוד וכל שכים במה שהיו הורגלו ספון בי כל כך שיוטיבו מקבל מניין חיזוק וחיל שם וכמו שהיידו בסוג יזו מקופית קפינומי ולוי קופית וקפינומי ומבורים אלו הוא שהיו רגילים לזויום נזריס. וכשתקנו חכון עם ארבע כסף של נקריה ולהיסי מצד איסון העבורים, הוצרוכו לרגלי ולוסון לסיסטן לדבריהם. והוא שאומרו ליל שימורים ולילה המשום הרובור מן המזיקים, וכבונים, דפר הנויסס. נחס לשאול, נראה לי דוזנית מין, that the fear and bother, the more it says, the Jews were Makbit, were afraid of Zugis, that it was grounded in superstition. It wasn't grounded in superstition. Maybe later on, so there are certain Jews who became superstitious. But the origin was not superstition. The origin was, like I mentioned it in Aloha Shia, Simone Milze. The more it says, Simone Milze. So that's why the morning is, that's why I'm Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, a person should eat, let's say, certain things that, in other words, Rubia is a certain vegetable. In Aramaic, it had, it, in other words, it means Rubia, because in Nirvana, the Kidogim Shabiyan. So that's an otamye, a yichrisus name. I mean, that's what is mentioned in Mishkan Aruch in Vilchas Rosh Hashanah. Simon Topke Kuf Begim. The Odom Rogi Lechel Rishashono Rubie. The Hanya Tilk, Kalse, Silke, Tamre, Kare, Shehu Rubie. The Rotzen Shigirbus for you saying, Kalse, Yichisus name, Salke, Silke is beads. But in Aramaic it's called Silke, Yistalko Ivein, Tamre, Dates, Yitamus name, Kare, that's it, I think, pumpkin. Yichad Zadeinu, the Yichu and the Fomechus for you saying. So of course, that depends upon the Russian ambition that's in this country. It does not have any symbolic significance, it's not the same. But, so the only vegetable I could think in this country is to be eaten. And Rosh Hashanah is a food called ugly. Ugly. There's a food called ugly. So in other words, in this country, if you eat it and you say that Arafat and all the same soil should have an ugly life, an ugly end. So then there is a sinner. There it has symbolic significance. Anyway, so what does it mean? Simone Mills. The Gemara says, maybe yes, it says, because Simone Mills, so it's bad. The Gemara doesn't mean that because he eats, let's say, Karse, and he says, Kirti Susanino, so because of that, the same is so relevant upon him. It's inconceivable. So the Gemara means, Simone Mills says, because it's human nature. If you say something, you believe in it, but if you don't do it, you know, to symbolize that concept, it doesn't have effect on yourself. But if you take beads, which is called silky, and you say it is talco ideo, then it has an effect on your psyche. It has an effect on your psyche. Why that I know? I'm not a psychologist, but it has an effect. And the whole placebo is based upon that psychosomatic phenomenon. So this is all based upon the concept of placebo. That way. So it seems what we're really saying, of course, there is no reasonable basis for the fear of this. But it seems that in Babel, the Jews, Bisman Chazal, adopted the practice not to eat, let's say, an even number of fruits or vegetables. As a sinner, just as the Gemara says, Simone Milze, and Shavuos, I mean, Yom Hashanah night, we should eat beets, certain vegetables, dates, and say the Tamus Neu, because in order to symbolize our aspirations, to express our aspirations and our hopes. So in the same way, the Jews in Babel, years ago in the ancient times, so developed the practice not to eat this. Two, four, six, eight, ten. Only nine. Why? What's wrong with an even number? What's wrong with an even number? But symbolically, this is my own shot, my own interpretation. Symbolically, I mean, I say it in the nearing, but the nearing doesn't spell it out as well. Because symbolically, an even number is descriptive of strife. Because there is a law in Besdin Shop. You cannot have the Besdin of an even number. You cannot have the Besdin of 4, a Besdin of 6, a Besdin of 8, a Besdin of 10, a Besdin of 12, because if you have a Besdin of 4, so it's very likely the two Dayonim will say one way, and two that don't say that way, so it can never be resolved. So an even number in respect to the Yoni, in human relations, is conducive to strife, not to unity in Tishah. So because of that, the Jews in Babel, they develop a simony, the same way as Jews established the Inek on Rosh Hashanah to eat, all kinds of things that had a symbolic significance, so they developed the practice not to eat Jews, not to do certain things, certain activities in an even number, because an even number is symbolic of strife, of a situation where Sholem cannot be maintained, and where harmony and peace can be established. An odd number, on the contrary. So if you have an odd number of people, and then there's, you know, in any council, in any advisory council, and then disagreements, it can be resolved. So it will be more than you. But we are not in love. So because of that, so the practice developed against certain vicissitudes being carried out in an even number. Feeling, CA, other functions of life, an even number. That was the art. Then, in the course of time, people knew that it's not customary to eat, you know, two apples, two oranges, two this, two that. So then they started to attribute superstitious reasons. So this is what the Rabbanir means. But has it shown that it originated in superstition? It didn't originate in superstition. It originated in Simone. In Simone. Then in the course of time in Babel. So people started to attribute superstitious reasons. So he said like this, the Hamon Kinis, the Arno Shadeisim as Mani, Hoyomim, Shochim, Achter, Dvorim, Aminim, Kil Nechoshim, and Nechushim, who Kulim Aminim, all the masses, things, you know. Hoy Shalom, Hoyo Ben Tzachah, the Zorah, the Darki, and Mire, the Hoshishu Ben Chachom, Yach, if something was founded, not the Zorah, so then the Chachom fought against it, even though it was already rooted in the minds and the hearts of the people, because it originally absorbed, but it didn't originate in Amizor. Because in Bameshoyo, a little set from boy called the car, she was hidden in Kabul, the Indian physical culture, what do you mean? If it originated in order to strengthen themselves, in other words, like this. So this practice of not eating and not doing certain functions in life in Zugates, so it was in order to strengthen themselves towards a setup that conflicts can be resolved. So if that was the origin, if that was the reason why certain practice developed, even though later on people started to attribute superstitious reasons, they forgot why it was original. So maybe, so because of that, so then the Chachomim did not try to be ignorant, on the contrary. They didn't make it a corner that would run counter to a practice which, even though later on it turned out to be copied with superstition by certain Jews, but the origin was not superstition. The origin was Sheyotibo Mikabel Binyan physical function by accustoming themselves to eat only odd number of fruits rather than an even number of fruits, they strengthened themselves in the aspiration towards peace, towards a setup where they can be, when conflicts can be resolved. So we wanted to symbolize that by eating only, let's say, 3 ounces, not 2 ounces. Not because 3 odd number is symbolic of the possibility of resolving conflict. Even number is symbolic of a situation where you can't resolve. That's why there is a lot in Beis Din Shokhu. You cannot have a Beis Din that is of an even number. It's not only a lot in Beis Din. In any advisory body, material also, there is a lot of in Beis Din Shokhu. You cannot have a city council that consists of an even number of members. I don't know, in Chicago, how many aldermen are there? They are not practical than that. But of the halacha, there is halacha in Beis Din Shokhu. Whenever there is a body that has to make decisions, so it cannot be composed of an even number of members. Whether it's a Beis Din or an advisory body, it cannot be, because this is not conducive to Shokhu, to harm. There will always be conflict and unresolved conflict. If you have an odd number of members in a body, in a little body, so then you can always resolve it. But if you have a little number, you can't resolve it. But a lot of little number sometimes cannot be resolved. Suppose one says in Yedea, and then it becomes split. So then we have to be amazed with the aloha. By breaking it from heaven. So this is what the real means, I think. Oshin Manishoyo, Hagil said from Bunko Kach, she had two gun kabe, being in Chizukot Oshin. That was the basis of this practice, not to use Yudis. Because Yudis symbolized a setup where that is conducive to spite. But yes, of course it had no application to fruit something, but this was symbolic of it. So in the same way as the practice was established to eat dates on the Shonan Island in order to strengthen their aspirations, so the practice was cultivated in Bodal, not in Jewish, in order to inhabit themselves in the aspiration towards unity. And against conflict, unresolved conflict, I think this is something like that. So the Bilal explains, that's what the Gemara says. Heichen misakna rabbonon, needed the hospitality sakone. Because, of course, it's not harmful in itself. But since the war Jews in Bovel who are afraid of it, so the carpet comes on. So, and didn't originate in Suri, on the contrary, the practice was grounded in an attempt to inhabit themselves in certain aspirations. So why should a chachamim be misak in that? We were saying, but time of the Lord in frame, we used to pray, we cannot pray, we ask the soul of train, we ask the soul of train. Omar Amach, Omar O, Lel Shinui, Lel Anshumer Ubon, in Amazikin. So since it's a Lel Shinui, so maybe no Jews will be overtaken by fear, lest Hasbi Sholem will be harmed as a result of drinking our kids. Rabba ma'akesho brohe, mitzdaret l'tebo, v'mitzdaret l'boi. In other words, people will not be afraid. Will not be afraid. Rabino amar, abo kaset tkin rabon d'archirus, kol chad v'chad mitzve v'akanach. So mele, again, it's not that this is harmful itself. It's only as an unfavorable placebo effect, just as there is a favorable placebo effect, there is such a thing as an unfavorable placebo. So since every Jew know that every person is separate mitzvah, so mele he cannot have the nam single placebo. So this will say, since the yain is given to Kishatomeya, so melee that is given to the yain, to the Askola Sayain. Todio Chayim, another reason, because Birkas Ayain is no every day, whenever you drink wine, you have to say Birkriya Geten, Mashayti the Brocha of Tidush of Birkas Ayain. That's only Shabbos, Friday night, and Todoshim. Todoshim, Sanskot, Nakum, Naiko, there's something about the Zabrika, Shos, Atomi, Nubal, Matla, Shikha, Akonas, Laha, Shikha, Atomi, Taka, Tamu, Sotin, because I should not say it was atomic for the single who was the miller. He still should told the Mary, so first you have to mark the Kontomi, then the Kongu said, we can have done the whole of the dealing. The aloha to the lady Silel, she did not pick Vasco. He was in the Caden Vasco, so even before the Vasco got here, there was apparently an undominion, and they decided, the Rav Chachon decided, the aloha is like the Silel, that we were Chalayayin, Vakach, we were Chalayayin. For the Paschal, the Rabbi Boyes in the Lacha Paschal, the Rabbi Yeshua in the Omar in Mashdirchen, the Paschal. Rabbi Yeshua in the Mitzvah in the Kazor, Kapitan in the Hotel, the Huliers. Omar in Yeshua in the Omar in Mashdirchen, the Paschal, the Gahulite is Rafael Benzuri, the Haskin Israel. Still say, Adam Ashokas, that's a respected chance of us. sein Kommentar in Yeshua, wo du hast nicht in Leben, wir haben fast nicht in Leben, der Zahns und Ass und Teres, hast du schon. Aber, wie fühlt man vielleicht an Yeshua, so ein Mill an den Prinzip und den Bastel in Zellen, der auch noch in uns wie Saul, leib ist hier. Without anything else. Was kommt an Yeshua, der Fett mit dem Bastel, the Basco said our Israel death and the step is our life Israel. Because we were Shamani. But in view of the fact that the Chachomim, the Batidim of Israel, after the Basco, had passed constantly like Israel, so maybe there is a lot of Hashem that she is a lot of pain. So maybe the Achroya by the Batidim by the Chachim Yisroel after the Paschal like the Sinai that established the Aloche like the Paschal I mean like the Sinai Pintina Maishin kind of keep Paschal with the Sinai to the kind of keep Paschal to the Bela Ezer in other words in the episode of the Machlekes with Reza and Chachomim Hot Chuchulye so Reza Mutaya and Chachomim Mutamim that's in Bonitzio that Mutes at the end of Azor so then the Chachomim mentioned Kamar Ayers that the Hot Chuchulye so but the Blazer did not succumb to the view of the Chacham. So then, it's Yosef Basco, Roma, Aloha, to the Blazer, Omar, Yeshua, Adlo, Omar, and Mashkech, the Basco. And how do we pass me there? Not like the Basco, not like the Basco. We pass me like a real Yeshua, a real Yeshua, because he was a God. And as a matter of fact, the Blazer was put in evil because he refused to succumb to the view of the rabbi. So the question is, what he, Rabbi Shul, says, in Mashiach and in Basco, so how is it that in respect to the Machlek and to Mishal and Mishila, we do Pasch like Mishila? We do Pasch like Mishila? Yish Lema, Lohat Mishila, Hada Rubin. And the Shama and the Chabad in faith, and also the Basco Goyot, make it happen, we kind of learn. In other words, that when we say, as Rabbi Yeshua said, Mashkech in Basco Ubadeya, because Rabbi Lazar was really coming up, so the Basco really was connected in that. Negative here two Bissil of but Bishama is more hurry. So maybe the Locha of Achirabu Hathis only applies to a case where the Liut and the world are Shabbat. But if the Liut is greater than the world, so then the Locha of Achirabu Hathis doesn't apply. So it's like Mechzal Mechzal. So maybe since the Basco was not connected with the Dean of Achirat Vahatikis, so he must hear the Basco. But the question is, how did the Basco come out if it's connected with the Dean of Achirat Vahatikis? So it doesn't make maybe show. Shalom Blessed. The Basco, you also saw a very clear, you know, some Mishamayim Echadam. You dream of a Dean of Achirat Vahatikis, or a Mishui, call a Basco, the Blessed. יש לי נא מקום הרי משפיך לי בפסקו יש לי נא שניים ממש עד בכל דוח תלס לו מלאי זו כוס הפסקו
Shir Nun Vav Mitzachim Rosh Hashiva Yud Iyar Hitav Shem Mem Vav, May 19, 1986, on Monday.
So Rashi says a deal with one of the Yerotis. The Rashbam says a deal with one of the Yerotis, Achar Shabir Alayai. Pirish HaKrista says, 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 Die Kitane, die Sammel, die Dio, die von auf Matz. Die Mire, ich pire Schrach, die Dio, die von auf Schulchon. Ich habe in Medina, die Schulchon, die Achtivisch. Weil die Schulchon nur nach Kazaks. I don't think me, Mom, is the table. I mean, was that, there was no table in the room, and they just had to be a deal. It means the set, the tray, or the Mire says, the Hassal, the Baskers, with all the things in it, the tray. The car, that's what children, I mean, that's it, children. The shulchan there, the shulchan, the wooden shulchan there, but the shulchan means the set children, the car. So there's a machlokes between Rashi and Rashbam on one hand, and the Rach on the other. The Rach, the teachers agree with the Rach, according to Rashi and Rashbam, so the beautiful of his reference to the Yerokis. And according to the Rach and Pesach, the reference to Shulchan, which means the Kare. Dili Panov, Mitabel Bechave, Mitabel Bechazeres. Now, Bechazeres, that's according to all the Rishon, even though it says, Tabel the Chazeres, it doesn't mean it dips in the Chazeres. How can it dip? The Chazeres, Chazeres is lettuce. He says, how can you dip in it? You can dip in a fluid, you cannot dip in a salad. But Tabel the Chazeres means he eats the Chazeres al yidei tivo. So the expression is Be Chazeres. So Rashi says, Relosh Adon, Tanelio. Hashem was in Tabel with the Mai. So it doesn't mean that he keeps those things. How can you dip in eternals? It means the eternal are dipped in a mask. So here in Tabel with Hazeres means that the Hazeres, the lettuce, is dipped in something. Fibishikol machon in Tabel with Hazeres. So again, Rashi says, "Kleima Rimeishon Yerek Achir Mitabel Achazeres Bechareses Deyechir." So in other words, if there is no other Yerek, so he has to be behind the mitzvah. So Yushin Yerek Achir, if there is another Yerek, let's say there is a potato, so then it's Mitabel the potato that's carpus. But if there is no other Yerek, and the only Yerek that he has is lettuce, so then he is Mitabeo Bahareis. Now, he says, so Rashi says Hareis, he doesn't say salt water, Meinach. Hareis is a requirement in what? Hareis is a requirement in Morah. But in Karpas, there is no requirement of Chareses. But we could say as follows. Since Rashi discusses the case where he has no other Yerek except letters, so in Karpas, he also has to be Mikayim with letters. Now, there is a machleket between Tanakam and the Reservoir of Tzadik. What is the purpose of Chareses? According to Tanakam, it's because of Kape. What's Kape? Say again. The Rashbah, some Rishayim say, I think Rashi is the one who said it, that Kape means a certain kind of a sum, of an eros. The letter says a certain sum, something that is detrimental. It doesn't mean sum, manish, sum. something that is detrimental, that is detrimental. And if it is detrimental, so in a remote way, there could be some control in that. So that's some. But most machines say that copy means a word. Copy means a word, it does. It does. So I mean, when you eat that glass, that is a hump. So you're not discussing it from the point of view of the e-selfers. He's just a word. From the point of view of the e-self, eating in the glass, it's a wow, I mean, it's a wow. Last, but from the point of view of Sakon. So most of the same say kapi, easy to last, the word, the bug. But so that's called Panikama, the content of the book. So that, so Haresh is the meat that they have the teeth and so on. Now, according to the Blessed Book, so that Haresh is the meat that, so it's only a meat that in regard to the meat of more. So, it's getting more some mele. There is another mitzvah to eat the more by dipping it in harenses, which is symbolic of the feet of the shibut, of the shibut inside. So it's a concomitant of the mitzvah more. More and more of the zechal shibut. And this is also zechal shibut. So it's a concomitant of the mitzvah. But according to Kame, that Haritzes is to remove Sakone. Because Hazeres has a sound or has a bug, many times, has a bug, so to remove the Sakone. So it doesn't make any difference why I eat the lettuce. Whether I eat the lettuce in order to become the meat of Mare, or I eat the lettuce in order to become the meat of Kavas. But the fact is, since I'm behind the meat of Galpas with lettuce, and lettuce has Sakone, and in order to remove Sakone, we have to dip it in the Haresis. So even if it's for the purpose of being behind Galpas, I still have to dip it in the Haresis. Some of the when Rashi says, Mitabel the Haseres, to lima animation yeretachir. And Rashi emphasizes Haresis. So we couldn't deduce from this Rashi that from Rashi it appears that he's behind the mitzvah of Moria in the first thing. Because if he's behind the mitzvah of Moria in the second thing, or later on when he eats lettuce again, so. Some melee, why does in the first table, when he eats lettuce the first time, why does he have to dip it in Haresis? Let him dip it in Halach. So, according to the Baruch, it would be right, but that's what the Kame says, that Haresis is not a mitzvah, and Haresis is only to eliminate the kape, the sakone. So, really, doesn't make any difference, and how can you eliminate the sakone on the of the kape by dipping it in haraises, by dipping it in melach, you cannot eliminate the sakone. So maybe it's no raya from Rashi that Rashi holds that he's retiring the mitzvah of Moreya in the first kibbul, and the second kibbul is because of Hekira with Negis. Maybe Rashi Shiti will soon see a mitzvah related between Tisfes and the Ramban on that question. But maybe Rashi Shiti is that he's Nikayim the mitzvah of Moreya, as Teisa says, of Moreya only the second Achille of the Chazars. But why does he dip in the Haresis that the first time he eats the Chazars, that's only Mishmakir, the Nakes, because according to Nikame, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the mitzvah of Moreya or the mitzvah of Karpas. Whenever you eat lettuce, so you have to eliminate the sakone of the lettuce by dipping it in haraisa, so it's not right. Alright. A view. Now, let's go with the whole Rashi, we didn't go with the Rashi now. Nitanu b'chazaras, achimagia l'palperes atas. Until he reaches the point when he has to eat the papyrus of us. Kidim Shiagia Lisa Hazarash, Rehela Hamazo, Shumiboy Halera Hirasmoria, the people wishing to be Shiakia teenage. Shiakia teenage. The Yisha, because she ain't given the open last year, came through. So before we said, we cannot deduce from the Rashi that Rashi says, in the Tabu Hazares, Kabbal Chazaret B'Chavei says that Rashi Shiti means like Ramban Yochamis, that the first Achilles in kind of Israel of Nora, and the second Achilles of Chazaret is a killer of his neighbors. Because maybe the second Achilles in kind of Nora, and the first is a killer of his neighbors. Why does he have to be Kabbal Chazaret? He says, because of Kapere Kometale Kame. Now from this Rashi, so Rashi spells it out. Achmagir the papers and ask him, Shagir is a Zeresh, Shaykh Ramazi, Shumvor Lachiras Moreya, Shaykh Ramazi, Shumvor Choleo Lachiras More. So Rashi emphasizes that when is the kind of mitzvah of Moreya of the second Achille of the Hazaras, not the first Achille. So why did Rashi say just before that the first time he is the Hazaras, as the people of Haraises do, because of Kate, and that's a Kone, and that, and according to the Tanekamo. But more of the people of Rishin is Yaki teenage. The Isha, who is finishing and giving the other, Lech Yerek, the children soon. So it says, Achimagia with the Parasapas, he deal in front of Matzo, the Hazeres, the Haraises, who she is. If you in front of Acharis Kibuk, Matzo, Moreir, the Harises, Hushnit of Shin, Baha Pishay, Shein Harises, Mitzvah, Kanto, Ruler of Mitzvah, Maisalo. So, Now let's see the Rashba. He will be followed by Rokis and Ashbir Hayai. Mitabu Bechazeres, the Rosh Magmore. He can be Rashamos, Mitabu Bechazeres. So it doesn't mean he dips it in the internal. He dips the internal sin in Ash. If he shall come home of the king, by Tikula Bechazeresu, he diktone every kamore, he will be followed. So the high people, not like Rashi. Rashi says that high people, the first people, is also the Harei says. But Rashbam says no, the first people is not the Harei. And eternally come on in, you come off much of the Chazeres, the Harei says, Yichau da adayin leibiyu, v'ha Chazeres lav davke, Elohim eishom yarek ahayya, mitabel da Chazeres v'yeichayyo. So, it's not. Now, Rashi says that the first Tibur is the Chazeres. First Tibur is the Chareses. Is the Chareses. Even though Rashi definitely says that the first Tibur has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Moreh, but only because of the Kiryat HaNeges, still requires that it should be the Chareses, because according to Tanakame, since we are dealing with the case where the Karpas is the Chazeres, and Mele, he has to dip it in the Harais. Now the Rashbam says that it's not the Harais. So what's in so called? So first of all, so it's mashmak the Rashbam that with the first people is not in kind of mitzvah, in kind of mitzvah. But then the question arises, but the kind is not the kind of mitzvah. For the purpose of bringing Karim the mitzvah of Karpas, the Kiryat HaNeges, but since he has no other Yerek except Chazeres, so there is a problem with the Kapel, with the Zakone, so again, in order to dispose of the Zakone, so he has to dip it in the Chareses, so why does Rashbam say no, he doesn't dip it in the Chareses, he can dip it in salt water. So, either the Rashbam, whereas Rashi discusses it from the point of view of the Tanakame, so mainly, if he's not the kind of still know. Even if you still count as a pure beings, so we still have to keep in the current. So the Rajpam discusses it from the point of view, the Shikha of the Rajpam, that's all we asked about the Rajpam. That Chareis is the Mitzvah, Zeicha Mishim in Mitzrayim, not because of Sakone. If it's not because of Sakone, so when is it the Shaykhes? Only when it's for the purpose of being the kind of Mitzvah of God, but not when it's for the purpose of being the kind of Mitzvah of Kalpas, of a character Negus. Or we can say that the Rashbam also discusses it, not only from the point of view of the Rashbam, from the point of view of the coming, but when is it so a content coming up to the Chareis if he has no other yet? But Rashbam discusses all situations even when he has another yet. Some melee, the first tibul was the potato. The first tibul was the potato. He was anything, he carried the potato. So that certainly does not have to be dipped in Chareis, can be in salt water. Jagia does not ask if she is Hazesha, Masuba, Oya, or what's it all? Nikuba, Bahazaras, Lakia, and she is Hake. He's covered the Hazaras, but if he has a yet, so then he uses the yet, he doesn't have to be. He uses the potato, the carrot, the celery, so he doesn't have to dip it up to him. The Chareis says, even according to the Tanakame, but he can dip it in salt water. So we cannot indict that he's like the Ramban, because the Ramban is shifted, the Machlokes case of Ramban is connection to case where he has no other yet. So then he eats the first time, the first people also Chazeres. So then, according to Ramban, it's the kind of more. But the Ramban might have preference, so he has another yet. So the first Achille of Yerek is in a certain more. When is Mora? The second Achille. So the second Achille, the second Tibu. Second Tibu, so then he has to say, Alachilas Mora, Shemivorech, Alachilas Mora, Kisina Matsum Veil, Kisina Matsum Mora. The Tibu Rishin Ze, Kidish Yaki, or Tinich Vinishal. So it says Tibu Rishin is only Mishmekira. But again, the Rashbam might get reference to the case where there is Abel Yerokis for the first Tibu. Tibu Rishin Ze, Kidish Yaki, Vinishal. Now, so we say that the whole purpose of the Tibur Vishay, sometimes it's Tibur Shemi, it's on Hazare, so it's sort of called the Rabban, it's Tibur Shemi. So what the whole purpose, in order to allow the curiosity of the children, the child asks, so what do we answer him? What do we answer him? The child asks, why is it you keep on living here? So what do we answer? So do we answer him? We do it in order that you should ask. You ever hear your father giving that answer? The child will probably cry if his father will give him this answer. Well, we do it in order that you should ask. So, what do they answer him? I mean, the teaching is Latin. And what does the father answer him? Or the child asks, all right? We are assuming the child asks. So what does the father answer him? What does the father answer him? He doesn't, I mean, that goes without saying. That to say, we do it in order that you should ask. No, that wouldn't be a good answer. But the Gemara says, can she shall do? So what answer do we give him? The child asks, he says, Shebechol Alili Simon Magdilin Afilu Pamechos. Halayla Azeh Shtei Tom, he asks. All right, he says, not because it's the Yasaki Zeraus, but because he was taught upon that. That's why he asks. But he asks, so what ends on the part of him? Not, we do it because we dip twice, knowledge is there. But we answer that the Father gives Zavariko, you know, you see. So in other words, so the mitzvah is not that the child should ask and then finish. Yes, no, finish, no. Then he has to give him an answer. So in other words, the reason is the why. We dip twice, Pesach Mai, is because our body will be without him its own. But the Gemara says, you know, the child should ask. So what kind of an answer is it? The answer is, we have to arouse the curiosity of the children, we have to arouse the curiosity of the children, and then the child should ask, and then we should give him the real answer. The real answer is, because the whole day of the day, so the Rambam says, that's the business why the Chachamim are misaki. We have to drink other cases. And that's the business why the Chachamim are misaki. We have to be mason to demonstrate chayos. Why do we have to demonstrate chayos? Why don't we demonstrate chayos? Right now, we are not failed. The answer is, we are not delivered out of Egyptian bondage now. So just demonstrate chayos. Why? Because thousands of years ago, so we have delivered out of Egyptian bondage, so because of that, we should demonstrate prayers. But Pesach Mai, there is a mitzvah the whole day of the day, I think there is a satsnei, ki yotam mitzvayim, so because of Pinchas Shalom, the Tzachlit, that I say, that one has to work on it himself, so he'll become a schizophrenic, and he'll really conjure up the notion that he was an Egyptian, he was delivered out of Egyptian bondage. No, Nachas Shalom, that's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is, as I said, that it's it. We have to feel Pesach Mai as seed. We have just been delivered out of Egyptian bondage, and that wouldn't be a neurotic notion, Chas v'Shalom, because on the contrary, if the Egyptian bondage had not the Egyptian bondage. If we had not been delivered out of Egyptian bondage, what would we be together with all of mankind, with all the civilized peoples? We would be animals. I mean, this is the answer that I mean. Maybe it's not right to quote someone who was king in Shumet, but when something, Kabila says, Israeli, he was, you know, a member of the British cabinet, he was prime minister in Britain. He was a Jew and he converted himself. So at one time the parliament, so one British member of the parliament alluded to a fact that Israeli was born a Jew. So he said, yes, I was born a Jew. But if not for the Jewish people who would think he was an instrument, but he still made that smart statement that Mishumet did Israeli. So he said, if not the Jewish people, and if not for the Torah that was given at Mount Sinai to the Jewish people, then I and you and the queen and everybody would still be animals in the forest. So this is the real meaning. I mean, I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't call it Israeli, but it was a very smart word, and sometimes it's all right. As long as you mention that he was Mishumet, so you can certainly give him credit for the smart statement that he made Israel. So now there's the Pshat, the Chodei of the Dechai, what the Mir is a Satsum in our space of night, we have to give joy to the Dechai. Because the significance of its Yes Mitzrayim is as important now in this space of night as it was thousands of years ago, the night that they went out of the Egyptian land. Because if not for this delivery, so what would be with all of mankind? What would be with mankind? they will be animals, intellectual animals, that's worse. Can non-intellectual animals. So in other words, so that's why there is a million of them spending chaos, of acting like in chaos. So melee, when the child asks, why we dip twice? So what is the answer? The real answer is Avodah Mevi'im L'Tayim Mitzrayim. So what does it mean? Since Avodah Mevi'im L'Tayim Mitzrayim, and saying that Hashem is Mitzrayim, so we are Mechayim, we have to act out chaos. Now, of course, a slave doesn't dip in more than a slave. He needs, you know, whatever he has to eat in order to be able to be a slave. But the Mechayim, he doesn't eat in order to survive, to be a slave, because he can't live without eating. But he eats and he enjoys the eating too. So that's, and it's more chaos-like, more effort-like. When you dip, when you see the Hashem say that kol ma'cholom the tibu. Why the tibu? Because we don't eat chaos much, so that's why we are not accustomed to eat our food out of the tibu. We're not accustomed to do that. I mean, only certain things, sharp things, some people like ketchup, so they dip in ketchup. But like this, they don't eat their food out of the tibu. Because we are not acting chaos like. I mean, we have a lot of money and everything. Effluent like, maybe, but not chaos like. We eat. People today, especially in this country, they act effluent-like, but slave-like, you see. Slave-like, not chaos-like. So in other words, a chaos-like is to eat out of the tibu. So that's the answer. The child will ask. So the answer is, Avodah Mevi'im. And then we became Mechayim. So tonight we have to act chaos-like, like Mechayim. And the Ibn Chayim eats his food out of the tibu. His food out of the tibu. So that's why we have to be tevel either. So that's why we have to be tevel, let's say, in salt water, something, I mean, not ketchup, I mean, in salt water. That's chaos like. So if you dip in salt water, not in ketchup, so then you don't have a problem with non-kosher vinegar. If you dip in ketchup, you can't have a problem with non-kosher vinegar. Sensation, and everybody is running mad. I mean, not only everybody is running mad, but everybody is, I'm not running mad, but I'm being driven mad. So I felt like writing an article, heaven and earth, and stop being on vinegar. All right, anyway. Now, let's go back in the thesis right now. The top of the Chazaras, the Marechal Chazaras, the Tibet Mirash Hamosh, the top of the Mai, the Mitak the Rockets, the Kronam Mishkei Oche, the Sikri, Babu, Hinayi, Shanachatapu, the Nayi. So it doesn't mean that she dips in the eyes. On the contrary, she puts the puch on the eyes. Kirsch Hashbam, the Aitik, the Babachare, says, la catalibo que dictone sei te i due famati hazer el haveses de Israel de que no hazeres que tan un ambisente de hazeres que va con haveses que un cape what I said o mio e rechatido di shna bishol de rockies in sorte de haver haveses lo in prima e tsarani di tekchoi que is la de sol fata in good beginning and to אלוהים יחייב את זה עם פעים ומלך משני כמתם אבל בלמוד את החריסס משום קאפל יראה כקאפל בלמוד את ראש עובר רצוני מכל מסביר הולכי משייך הלמוד את זה כבר אמור אז חריים ויחייב מה ומשייך מזה שתיבודי שני אלוהי קרה ולוי כערב רבי איזה איף שעושה בסדרי ויגיבל בחריסס תכן רבי שתנו אמי בסדרי וערב רשמיה. So all these rishonim will emphasize even the people of Karpas also carries. Also carries. Why? I mean, not that there is clear. I mean, no, there is no rishonim rishonim. That the one is mechuye, that get to the table, let's say, potato. Karpas is racist. Even according to the rest of the because the Shaykhs to not since more Zecher to the Shibut Mitzrayim and Chareses is also Zecher to Shibut Mitzrayim, so you have to combine the one Zecher to Shibut with the other Zecher to Shibut. Mashenke, Karpas, which is only Mishmakir with Nekes, so why? Why emphasize that it should be dipped in Haraises? And what's the significance of Haraises? I mean, so only because Haraises is Zeichalitit. Zeichalitit, but that is only Kishilishal Atenekes. So how is it that the Rabbi says, and Rashi, and Shmaya, that's Rashi. The Rabbi Shmaya, they all emphasize the proper thing is to dip, we don't do it. To dip the karpas in Chareses, the answer is because as I said before, in other words, the purpose of karpas is the care it makes. Alright, make tiny casks. Then we have to give him an answer. So what's the answer? The answer is not, you know that we should ask, but the answer is Abodimayim. So what? Abodimayim, so what? Because of but we knew now we're in the hearing. So this night was called day over day, how you go to hear us as that's me. To the other Mitzrayim, we have to act chaos like. So it's there of the hearing to eat it, how they do. So it can be anything. It can be in chilets, it can be in salt water, but it can be in chalices too. And if it's a chalices, so it's a chalitit. So maybe that would be according to Rashi in Yisrael, Mishmaya, it would be a more significant demonstration of chaos. Demonstration of chaos. If we demonstrate chaos by commemorating the Shibut Mitzrayim, and this is how we commemorate, this is how we demonstrate chaos, by it not at all, more air. Is Zecher Shibut Mitzrayim and still the Rambam Ruchamis in Rocha says, I mentioned it before, that so it doesn't mean it's not the kind of fully the mitzvah of Shibut Mitzrayim. That's certainly not. But he's not in the kind of Shremu is the mitzvah of Matzah and the mitzvah of Mar. So for Shremu the mitzvah of Matzah is a Matzah. Because Matzah Mishanich al-Shmoa al-Shum Shalhisti b'tzei kamishal b'shal b'tzei l'ach ha-shmida l'ibrach Matzah Mar-Kalibor. So Matzah is the missing of the Chirus. But Mar-Ere, Mar-Zeh al-Shmoa Al-Shim Shemol, Ha-Mitzchim Yitzchai, Ha-Mitzchim Yitzchai. So it's a mitzvah of the Shibut, not of the Chayot. So how is it? So how is it in the Chima Mr. Vishnu is by not putting out the answer is in order to demonstrate chaos, we have to combine it with the experience of Shiva Mitzvah. You can demonstrate chaos by forgetting Shiva Mitzvah. That's the trouble with all the liberation movements. Liberation movements are don't vote me because then I will be labeled as a racist. So I mean, a lot of people, they achieved so much in the 60s. I mean, they were discriminated and they were not considered as human beings. So now, some of them, Benjamin has been shown, all of them, but some of them, I mean, so-called leaders like Jesse Jackson, so they want to forget the Shibut and they want to damage other people from defection. In other words, that they should always have priority where everybody else should be fired. Why? Because they were slaves. So in other words, if the government has a white employee who is much better, so then he has to be fired. But if a black person is not confident, he should be employed. Don't mention them, but because I'll be labeled as a racist, if you mention it. It's because they want to forget their shit in order to celebrate chaos. So they have to demonstrate chaos. And they demonstrate chaos not by talking against other people, but by combining the chaos experience with capitulating the experience of shit. So that's why Rabbi Ishmael and Rashi and Rabbi Yitzchak said that it's a mitzvah mufra to be tevil the karpas also in the harnesses, which is reminiscent of the feet of the Shibud Mitzvah. But the purpose of the tibulim is to act chaos like, but you don't act chaos like by forgetting the Shibud. But by remembering the Shibud, by remembering the Shibud. So that's why the Torah constantly keeps on reiterating. He gave him a reason that was right. We have to remember all the time we are slaves in Egypt. Not that we are Mechel. That's not Chel's life. We are Mechel. No. We have to remember that we were slaves. And now we're Mechel. If we forget the Shibud, then has been shown the chaos can be marred by the person. Can has been shown be marred by the person. All right. Ach, my dear, the Paris Koramo, the Sheikh of Amato, the Paris Pulmash, the Mash, the Hesamako, the Hakos, the Fogmo,